right, so with Nero is, it starts in the middle. It has like Mother Earth laying down, and she's wearing a red dress to represent the missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. And they painted all the things that grew from Mother Earth, so like the potatoes, the corn, beans, and squash, the strawberries, and the tobacco, all coming out of the different areas of her body. There's the tree of peace with the four white roots in it, with the burial of the hatchet underneath it, representing the great law of peace. And then we had those two big sunflowers on there, and the oil dripping off of them. And that was for like the Hadoui society. We talked about the importance of secret societies, but not the importance of putting their faces on there. So we used the sunflower oil for the thing that they used to clean them up with. And when you come to the right, there's a raven in the one corner, which represents the school mascot, I guess. And then the polar bear and the northern lights. And it shows the ice caps melting. So it talks about like global warming, the importance of the Inuit population that was at the school. They really felt the importance to have those things there, of how mothering the bears were and stuff. And above there is the Tuwa Wampum. That represents the Iroquois people and our relationship with the Dutch. And way on the other side, you'll see a blue macaw. And that was the international student, so that's the Brazilians put that on there, and that was their national bird. And underneath it is a pink, there's a flower that looks like it has an eyeball in it. I don't remember the name of that flower, but that's the national flower of Brazil. You'll see the Oneida belt represented, and that's the little white guys all with their hands linked together, and that's because the lead artist on this, she was Oneida, so that was her little flair on her touch there. And then there's the Dish with One Spoon Wampum belt on the far side. And that talks about the relationship that we had with the Ojibwe people. And then there's a basket and some pottery, and then an eagle looking from that side. And then also on that side, there's a bunch of star constellations, like the important star constellations for when to tell when midwinter is. That's pretty much it, I think.
Yeah. Oh.